feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you precious contraband and ancient pills and pistol hands.
It's the Spooktacular. It's the 18th annual Nick D Show Spooktacular. Yeah! So, we got a lot in store for you this morning on the Spooktacular. We will be listening to some scary music. We'll talk about some scary stories. We'll talk about some of the costumes, Halloween costumes that people are going to be wearing this year, maybe some of your favorites from the past. I'm going to be playing some scenes from some scary movies, and you'll have to call in. If you can identify the movie, you'll win some Lou Malnati's pizza. All of that and more. We will also go through the fantastic, the one, the only, the Scary Sound CD, the legendary Scary Sound CD, and track through the terrifying CD that has the most terrifying sounds of all time. And we'll do that as well. And much more. We also have our regular features, which will be scary. This morning, they'll be scary. So we've got You Big Dummy. We got Straight Out of Context. That's where you listen to this radio station 24/7 whenever anybody says anything out of context and it sounds dirty, jot it down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. We also have Nick D Show Spies. That's when you listen 24/7. And whenever anybody says me, talks about me or the show, you jot it down. And then you become a spy. And in this case, this morning, a scary spy. And we'll also have Fly Jams Friday, the spooky edition. DJ Shagru is going to are you going to add something to your costume this morning to be scary?
I'm trying to think.
Vampire teeth.
There you go.
Put some fangs in your face.
I like it.
All right. Anytime you guys want to get a hold of us to talk about scary stuff, we're going to talk about Halloween and have some fun this morning, and to call in for your scary fly jams, and to call in for your guesses when I start playing some horror movie clips. It's 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can also check us out on Facebook. Best way to stay connected is on Facebook. And we're going to be having some exclusive pictures up on our Facebook page of Count Fartula terrifying Esmeralda. Esmeralda is terrified of Count Fartula and Fartenstein.
It got really stinky.
It's that's what it was. It wasn't so much you were scared. It was the aroma in the room.
Well, I was scared for my life that the oxygen was running out.
That's right. Now, you don't want to mess with these guys. You just don't.
That one rattled my bolts.
It rattled his bolts. See, that's Fartenstein.
They're going to hurt themselves.
Yeah.
That garlic gets me every time.
It's the garlic. He's not supposed to eat garlic. It could kill him. So anyway, Facebook.com/NickDShow. Follow us on Twitter @NickDShow. And so there you go. Let's officially say hello to Dan Shagru, my great producer. Hi, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right. You excited about the game? You're going to the game tonight?
I'm very excited, yes.
That is fantastic. Remember to take a bunch of pictures.
Right.
Got to post them up on the Facebook page. Dan's going to be at Wrigley Field tonight for Game 3 of the World Series. Can you believe that sentence?
It defies convention, that's for sure.
Well, have a great time,
Thank you very much.
And bring us a win.
Hopefully.
Okay. And in the newsroom is Vic Vaughn. Hi, Vic.
Nick, good morning.
How are you, pal?
I'll be watching Dan and his father at Wrigley Field. I'll be watching it from home.
Yeah, I'll be watching it from home.
Bring us a win, Dan.
I'll be watching it from home. I won't be wearing pants. And
of course, goes without saying.
I can't wear pants anymore when I watch the games. I can't.
Dan, are you going to wear a funny outfit so we can see you?
Our seats are not in camera view, so unfortunately it would require me to run on the field, which...
Why don't you do that?
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know, I don't want to...
Take a hit for the show.
You know.
Should I wear a Nick D shirt?
Yeah, wear a Nick D show shirt.
Yeah, there you go. That when they arrest you, they can call me for the
bail. I can be like that dude for the Soldier Field that was in the gorilla costume. I'll just wear a shirt over this. It's Nick D show.
You know what was my favorite ones where idiots run on the field? My favorite one ever, and I think it was a college football game, a guy ran out on the field or walked out on the field dressed as a ref.
That's pretty brilliant.
He walked out on the field. He was dressed as a ref. He actually got up near the huddle and then took all his clothes off and started running around on the field. It was pretty brilliant, man. I was like, okay, that's pretty smart. He's an idiot for running out on the field. It wasn't a pro game because he would have been murdered. So I'm pretty sure it was a college football game. But the guy went out dressed as a ref. Nobody even said anything. He got all the way up to the huddle and then stripped completely and started running around. Why don't you do that tonight, Dan? Dress up as an ump.
Wait with bated breath. People just have to tune in to see if it happens.
Get a fat suit, dress up like Joe West.
Right.
And then run out on the field and tackle his
ass.
I'll
be the one with the cowboy hat, since he is Cowboy Joe West.
That's right. Is he behind the plate tonight? Do we know?
I hope not.
God, I hope not.
Can you wear an oversized cowboy hat? Like a
foam? Yeah, like Turd Ferguson. Like Turd Ferguson.
You know, fantasy's open 24 hours.
That's true.
And after I drop you off, I'll just make a ride.
Just go right up there. It'll be 6 o'clock in the morning. It won't be very busy.
I went there at 6 last year, and there was about 10 or 15 people.
I know. It's crazy. They're open 24 hours from now through Halloween. And, I mean, this weekend they'll be nuts. They'll be crazy, crazy busy. And we're going to talk about the popular costumes for 2006. 2006? Yes. We're going to talk about the very popular costumes from 10 years ago.
It's a rewind show.
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday was yesterday. All right. Flyback Friday. I don't know. All right. And the traffic is the terrified Esmeralda Leon.
Hi.
You're terrified.
I mean, again, they left.
They did.
The door's now open. And
they're with me now.
We're airing it out. So.
Yeah. So, I think we should begin with this. Yes. You know, somebody put together a minute-long clip of a bunch of classic horror movies. I put it up on my Facebook page. A bunch of classic horror movies, and they replaced whatever monster or bad guy villain with David Pumpkins. And they put the music in. Esmeralda, you should see this.
I saw it on your page.
It's genius. It's genius. And I hope that somebody takes a cue and about 700 more of those videos get made. The best, though, is the first one because it's Danny Torrance on his little big wheel riding down the hallway. He turns the corner, and instead of seeing the two twins, he sees the two skeletons from David Pumpkins. Oh. His friends have arrived.
It's a party.
You know, people ask about this CD because it's so brilliant. It's from the Paper Magic Group. They left him now. Now, I still think you can get this online, right, Dan?
It is available on eBay currently, yes.
On eBay. What's the current bid?
Last time I checked, it was like $3.97. I'll see.
It's worth every penny.
And I bet you upped that price by airing it on the show.
Just this alone.
$3.91.
Yeah. Yes. Uh-huh. See, this is terrifying. I don't know.
Is he being tortured? I always thought he was falling.
He's just... I'm not sure what...
It's a long building.
There's nowhere high enough on Earth.
That's why he gets so bored at one point.
There's nowhere
high enough on Earth.
That track is 2 minutes long.
And then at one point when there's all the bunch of screams, like he's passing by more people.
As they're screaming. Yeah, no, he's... There is, as Vic says, there's no place on Earth that's tall enough for him to scream like that for a solid 2 minutes.
It's a black hole.
Yes.
Dun, dun, dun.
Uh-oh.
It never ends.
Terrifying. All right. Let's go through some of these. Let's see. Here's a. Let's try this one. Would you like to hear eye popping?
This is terrifying.
What?
Eye popping. I guess it's.
Oh, the sound.
Oh, what did you think of a band?
No, I just thought you like a. I thought you were gonna say, "Do I hear something like scary?" And I thought you meant you were using eye popping as like a verb. Or a describer.
Oh, as in like, it's so scary it's eye popping.
Oh,
okay, that's good. All right. Well, here's eye popping. Now this is of course from the Fantastic Scary Sound CD, available on eBay for $3.91 from the Paper Magic Group. It'll be the best $4 you ever spent. Here we go. That's it. That was eye popping. Did that sound like what the hell was that?
Terrifying.
Terrifying. It's the music from Suspiria.
Someone give that man a lozenge.
Well, at one point in the song, as it goes on, it goes, witch. They just start screaming, witch.
Oh, cool.
It's the best. It's the best score in the history of horror films.
Is it about dancers?
Yes.
Okay, because I was going to say that beginning sounded, it reminded me of like those little boxes.
That's exactly what they were shooting
jewelry.
For. Do you know what the name of the band is here?
No.
Goblin.
Okay.
And a magnificent Italian prog rock band. And I, a couple of years ago, my friend Manny and I went to the Metro to see them live score along with the movie. So they played Suspiria, and then the band played live. They live scored it. It was one of the most magnificent experiences of my life.
You're a huge fan of these live score.
I do.
Situations.
I love that stuff. But it was so cool because this was the whole movie. So they like screened the. You know, so you're watching Suspiria, and you've got Goblin, these legendary Italian prog rock dudes, performing the music live. It was geek heaven. We were just like, but you know. Drooling, just standing there like an idiot drooling because it was so damn cool. And Suspiria is, I think, might be the scariest movie I've ever seen.
It's the one with the barbed wire, right?
Yeah.
See, that I can't even.
Why do you know so much about this movie?
Because I watch those countdown shows.
Oh, sure. The scariest moments in movies and stuff.
Right, because
yeah.
That's all I can take.
Yeah.
I want to hear about the scary and then go, ooh, that sounds awful. I'm not going to watch that.
The thing about Suspiria, and I think it's not my favorite horror. My favorite horror movie ever made is Halloween, without question. But the scariest, on the level of just being scared crapless, Suspiria takes the cake. And it takes it in the first 10 minutes. Suspiria, if you can make it past the first 10 minutes of Suspiria, you'll be fine. And Dario Argento is the director of the film. He's this insane Italian dude who has directed some of the best and craziest Italian horror films ever made, Suspiria being his crowning achievement. It is a terrifying movie. I was 12 when I saw it, and it scared the hell out of me. I associated with Elvis's death. I saw it the weekend Elvis died. I remember it very vividly. Elvis died, and that weekend I saw Suspiria, and it was just... And it's so scary, and it's about an American ballet student who travels to Germany to study at this prestigious school, which happens to be run by a coven of witches. They are unfortunately remaking the movie again, and it's going to star. Oh, Dan, can you look at Dakota? I think Dakota. No, I know that. Dakota Johnson. And Tilda Swinton and somebody else awesome, isn't
Chloe
it?
Chloe Grace.
Yeah, Chloe Grace Moretz. Chloe Grace Moretz making a name for herself by starring in horror remakes that don't need to be remade. She was in the Carrie remake, she was in the Let the Right One In remake, and now she's going to be in the Suspiria remake. I will say this, of all of the horror remakes, and some of them are good, some of them are bad, this is the worst idea ever. Seriously, it's the worst idea ever to remake this movie because it's such a distinctive and crazy film from the point of view of a nutcase like Dario Argento. What are they going to do? What can you do? And at one point, David Gordon Green was attached to it. The director of Mud was attached to Suspiria at one point. So, no. Okay. Listen, before we break for the news, why don't we give away our first little bit of pizza here? The great Lou Malnati's. You know Lou Malnati's. It's the best. Lou Malnati's, we got a gift certificate for Lou Malnati's for you. If you're the first person in who can identify this horror movie, we'll be doing this throughout the morning, giving away some Lou Malnati's pizza. So if you want a Lou Malnati's pizza, listen closely for the spooktacular here. Listen very closely. Name this horror movie. First person through at 312-981-7200 gets themselves a Lou Malnati's pizza. Listen closely. What is this movie?
Things happen here about they'll tell about. I see things. You see, they say it's just an old man talking. You laugh at an old man. There's them that laughs and knows better.
Okay. 312-981-7200. What is the name of that movie? Classic horror movie. If you can name it, you will win Lou Malnati's, and we'll crown a champion after the news. So 312-981-7200, what is the name of that horror film? And you win, first person through. Okay, before we go to the news, we've got a winner. And Rob, what is the name of that classic horror movie?
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Absolutely right, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, one of the greatest horror movies ever made. Rob, you're a winner, man. Congratulations, buddy.
All right.
Cool.
That's awesome.
All right, hang on a second. Rob sounds like he is in the Halloween mood, let me tell you. Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Scary. Yeah, man. That is from The Shining. Yeah. So, Dan, do you not, you just don't even bother with The Shining because of the twins?
Yeah, you know, I'll watch bits and pieces here, but I don't sit down and watch it with any regularity.
I can understand, because those are, I mean, I don't have an issue with twins. I do, however, have an issue with those twins. So, anyway, Esmeralda, have you ever seen The Shining?
I have, actually. The Art Institute was showing it in their theater.
Oh, sure.
And they, so I got to watch it there.
That's cool.
And I had not seen it all the way through.
Did it freak you out?
A little bit with the lady.
In the tub?
Yeah, that was a little...
Oh, man.
That was a little scary. Although at the end, and then I'm like, really? He's going to make that face? When he's frozen?
Well...
I was like, come on, guys.
I remember people freaking out when they do the jump cut to that.
To him frozen?
Oh, yeah.
Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
that
no, the
goofy
first, the,
look on his
the
face.
The first time I saw it, people were like, ah! Yeah.
I couldn't... I was just like, what? This is how it's... Okay.
Yeah. Got some texts coming in. It is the Spooktacular. It's the 18th annual Spooktacular. Oh! And we'll go through the scary sound CD. We got our regular features coming up, although they will all be scary. Well, You Big Dummy is kind of scary every week. Because these are real people doing really dumb stuff. So that's scary consistently.
And there are Halloween-esque themes to a couple of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh! We got Straight Out of Context, Nick D's Show of Spies, and a special spooky edition of Fly Jams Friday, featuring only songs that are kind of spooky and scary. Texts are coming in. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. We'll be giving away more Lou Malnati's pizzas if you can guess the name of the movie clip that I am playing. 872 says, how about a Halloween joke? Okay. What does Cool in the Gang perform as on Halloween? Ghoul in the Fang. Is Henny Youngman listening? Because it could. It's Halloween. The ghost of Henny Youngman could be listening. 224 area code says, sometimes remakes of classics can work, but when the classic movie in question is amazing because the original director was a genius, you shouldn't touch that. That bothers me. I agree with every single word of that sentence, 224. And in the case of Suspiria, that bothers me. David says, I love your show. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch is a very good movie and very underrated. By the way, the station is coming in loud and clear here in Colorado. All right. Thank you, David. I agree with you about Halloween 3. It's fantastic. All right. I was telling Dan this off the air, Esmeralda. I've had the track listing for the Scary Sounds, the legendary Scary Sound CD, available on eBay right now for $3.91.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, I've had it. And I just this morning I realized that the tracks are in alphabetical order. And it took me years to just look at this and go, oh, well, the first three sounds start with A, the second set of sounds start with B, and so on and so forth. I'm a moron.
That's nice of them.
How about, would you like to hear, let's see, would you like to hear some, would you like to hear a door opening? Or, I'm sorry, a coffin opening?
Oh, boy.
Would you like to hear that? All right, here is a coffin opening. From the greatest sound effect CD of all time. Is it the biggest coffin of all time?
What? I was going to be like, that's Nick waking up in the morning.
What is that? Now, seriously. When we first got this CD, and I just want everybody to know this, when Gary Lee Wright and I first got this CD in 1998, it did not come with a track listing. So we went through to try to identify what they were. If I didn't say that that was a coffin opening, would you go, oh, that's clearly a coffin opening?
No.
No. All right, how about, they have Drowning. Would you like to hear Drowning?
Ooh, sure.
Let's hear what Drowning sounds like. Okay, here we go. Drowning from the classic Scary Sound CD that you can get on eBay for $3.91.
Yeah. It's kind of nauseating.
It sounds to me like the same guy who did the screaming sound effect, doesn't it?
I think they're all from that guy.
I think the whole thing was made in a guy's basement. So, all right, that was Drowning, everyone. Wasn't that are you now terrified? This is the spooktacular.
I'm a little nauseous. That sounded kind of
okay.
Gross.
All right.
Just the bull sound. Yeah. Ugh, yuck.
Well, how about, let's see. Oh, we got two falling sound effects here. You ready?
Yeah.
All right. We have falling down a well and then followed by falling into chemicals.
Ugh.
All right. Let's try falling down the well first. All right. Here's Falling Down the Well from the Scary Sound CD. Available on eBay for $3.91.
Did he make it?
Sounds like he did. Sounds like he made it. There was a splash. All right. Now, how about, I'm assuming it's going to be the same guy. I don't see a huge variation. I don't think they hired a lot of voice talent for this CD is all I'm saying. Here is Falling Into Chemicals. Ah! There you go. Sounds like he fell during a rainstorm.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was quite a rain shower he got.
Why did it sound when he was falling into chemicals? It was a much steeper drop than when he just fell.
Now, this one is very specific. The next one on the list is finger cutting. Because I assume it sounds a little different if you cut your arm or your leg, but when you cut your finger, this is the very specific sound.
Well, I'm assuming straight through.
Here we go. Finger cutting. That's it. That
so
was
he's
it.
Chopping some carrots.
That's all it was. It was a dude chopping a carrot.
By the way, that sounded kind of grody because you could hear it kind of rolling away.
Yeah. Now, we had Screaming Dude. Now, we all know Screaming Dude, who is our hero on this. You want to hear Groaning Man? Now, that's different.
That's his brother.
It's one of the guys who joined him in the room. Groaning Man came in as one of the group. All right, this is different than Screaming Dude Screaming. Groaning Man. Again, the Scary Sound CD available on eBay for $3.91. That should be retitled Man Needing More Bran in His Diet, is what I think that should be retitled.
By the way, I'm just wondering, what fingers were they cutting that there was no reaction?
That's the other thing. If there's no, it's like, man, just cut my fingers off. I'll be very quiet about
it. Just having a snack. Chopping some fingers up.
What are we talking about here? There's not going to be any screaming on that? You know why they blew out their screaming budget on the dude screaming? We can't afford another guy screaming. Just chop the carrots and we'll just say it's fingers being chopped. All right. How about guts being mangled? You want to hear that one, Esmeralda?
Oh, God.
Dan, you up for a little guts being mangled?
Please.
Now, keep in mind, when I play Guts Being Mangled here from the Scary Sound CD available on eBay for $3.91, when I play this, pretend as though I didn't tell you it was guts being mangled, okay? And just hearing it, would you think, oh, yeah, absolutely this is guts being mangled? By the way, this goes on for another 50 seconds. I'm telling you, this is the best $2 Gary Lee Wright ever spent in his life. Yeah. 30 more seconds. Okay, that's enough. So you get the idea. Now, easily, that's guts being mangled.
I would... Something I don't.
You're speechless, Esmeralda.
It's kind of. These are kind of grossing me out. Like the guts and what was the other one?
The fingers being chopped.
No, the drowning.
The drowning.
When there's
out.
Ever like gurgly, squishy noises.
You know, you're not a fan of that.
Because then I start thinking about what it could be.
Oh. Ooh. Oh.
Just the sound. It's like. Whoa.
Okay. All right. Well,
it reminded me of a guy trying to get the last bit of mustard out of the squeeze bottle.
What do you mean without resorting to getting the knife?
Right. Well, I mean, who gets a knife?
Nobody.
Man, that's a lot of work.
Yeah. That's hilarious. All right. This one, how about this one? This is just entitled Laughing. Wait a minute. Yeah, okay. This is Laughing. I hope it's terrifying laughing. Here we go. Let's see how terrifying the laughing is.
Ha 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 ha!
go. Wasn't that terrifying?
I did think in the beginning it was just someone who remembered something funny. Because it kept going down. You go, and then just start up again.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you remember that thing? I'm assuming the people who are listening right now, they're not going to be able to go back to sleep for 3 days because they're so terrified by the terrifying laughing.
They really should have diversified and added the laughing
to the finger chopping.
Yeah, to certain noises, yeah. And they could have gotten even brand new
sounds,
and it would have been like a two-disc set.
Listen, who are we to question the genius of scary sounds?
That is true.
All right. Before we break, I'm going to play a clip from another movie, okay? And if you can name this classic horror movie, first person through will get themselves a great Lumel Nottis. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. What is the name of this classic horror movie? Dan, I predict we get an answer before this clip is even over. That's my prediction, Dan. Here we go.
They're probably watching me. Well, let them. Let them see what kind of a person I am. I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see. They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
Yeah, baby. Do you know what it is, Esmeralda?
You can't say it. Well, yeah. Right. Did I win? No.
Well, by the way, and Dan, did we get it before the clip was even over?
Yes.
Okay. I just say, I love that the winner's name is Janet. Hi, Janet.
Hi, Nick.
That's so appropriate that your name is Janet, because what's the name of that movie?
Psycho.
Exactly right. That's Psycho.
Yeah,
Right. You got that one?
Yeah.
All right, Esmeralda. You can't have any Lumel Nottis.
I'll have an imaginary one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Janet, you, however, do get a Lumel Nottis gift certificate, and it's the home of the Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 Chicagoland locations. One is 900 feet from my front door, by the way, Janet. And you can order online at lumelnottis.com. Congratulations, Janet. Hang on, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you very much. I love that a woman named Janet won that prize. All right, we're going to break. We come back. We got more Spooktacular coming up right here on 720 WGN. So, Esmeralda, this is a kind of a fun story on this one. The composer on this is from the Hammer version of Dracula. In America, it was called The Horror of Dracula, starring Christopher Lee and my hero, Peter Cushing. Peter Cushing as Van Helsing. The composer of this just decided that he would go, Dracula. He was just saying the name. Dracula.
That's awesome.
Hey, wait, let me go back because this goes into a different. So that's what he. Dracula. That's how he came up with it. And it's actually one of the best scores ever. Oh, by the way, Esmeralda, you know, we were talking about that movie that you were watching on this.
Yes.
And you found out what it was, but I do want to give credit because I didn't look at the screen yesterday. Is our buddy Patrick? And and he's on line one. Oh, look at that. Patrick, you knew it was Old Dracula?
It was Old Dracula, yeah.
It
was a comedy with David Niven,
right,
I believe.
Right? Right. I haven't seen it in like 35 years, but then Esmeralda found it after we got off work. And she emailed me, or she texted her. What did you do? You messaged me.
Yeah.
You messaged me and said, hey, I found it, and it was Old Dracula. But I want to give credit where credit is due, Patrick. I didn't give you credit yesterday. Dan put the information up on the screen, and I didn't look because I'm a moron. So there you go.
Well, you had so much going on. I mean, appreciate that. But you got it. Dude, I don't know how you multitask the way you do, but that's amazing.
Well,
you know?
It helps to be a lazy slob.
Well, I guess I got some work to do. I thought I was lazy, but you got me beat, brother.
All right, buddy. You got a question, my man?
Yeah, real quick. Goblin.
Yeah.
Didn't they also do the theme music for the original Dawn of the Dead?
This
and wasn't Dario Argento also a producer on that
you
movie?
You are correct, sir. Yes. Dario Argento was a producer on Dawn of the Dead. And the Italian version of Dawn of the Dead, Dario Argento recut, and it's a little bit longer.
Right. There's a couple extra scenes. I've seen it on DVD.
Yeah, and there's and the score is a little bit different on the Argento version, but you can hear, you know, Goblin's music throughout Dawn of the Dead. They did many of the classic themes, which are swatches of that score, of the Goblin score from Dawn of the Dead. Two or three swatches from that score are in Shaun of the Dead. Two or three separate scenes in Shaun of the Dead. I can tell you exactly
it's the
scene where they're like, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go get Barbara. We're going to go to the pub. You know, that whole thing where they're going to get in the car. We'll go pick up Barbara. That's when one of the main themes from Dawn of the Dead is playing in the background.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, also, I don't want to take up too much of your time. You were talking about Kingdom of the Spiders, another movie with Shatner.
Yeah.
Esmeralda. If you see the end of that movie, it will haunt you forever.
Yeah, she's not going to.
No, why would I? Don't tell me that.
Trust me. I'm kind of scared of spiders, too, and I hate myself every time I watch it. But I saw it on TV, and the very last ending scene, William Shatner just goes, "My God, sweet Jesus." And after that, I'm haunted forever. I'm just haunted forever by what happens after.
Yeah, Esmeralda, that's one you want to stay away from. You can handle, right, Esmeralda, if it's like ridiculously giant insects, you can handle that, right?
Yeah, it's when they're three or more tiny ones.
Yeah, no, you're not going to.
This will give you a heart attack. And also, you talked about Black Exploitation yesterday.
Yeah.
I called Dan. My experience with Blackula.
Yeah.
Okay. My sister took me to see Blackula on the big screen. Mm-hmm. I was 6 years old, and it was on a double feature.
Uh-huh.
Double feature at the Roseland Theater with Black Mama, White Mama.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, so you know, we don't want to go too much into detail, but we know what happens in Black Mama, White Mama.
Oh, you know, I've seen that movie about 500 times, Patrick. Yeah, I know.
I'm six
years old, man. 6 years old. That's a double feature for the ages, right there. Blackula and Black Mama, White Mama. Come on.
And believe me, when he vamps out in Blackula, because you know his sideburns would grow,
right?
And his eyes would go white.
Yeah.
I think I cried so loud they were about to kick us out of theater.
All right,
and
Patrick.
She was ticked.
Yeah.
But, hey, thanks for taking the call. You
All
guys
right, buddy.
Have a great night.
Take care, man. See you. That's a movie-going experience right there, man. Blackula and Black Mama, White Mama. See, these are classic movies. These are just that's the stuff I grew up on, man. That's my childhood right there. Black Mama, White Mama. I saw that at the theater. I saw it at the Woods Theater downtown.
That sounds fun. I'm reading the little description.
It's fantastic. What does the description say, by the way, for Black Mama, White Mama?
It says Lee Daniels, who's Pam Grier, is a black girl busted for prostitution. Karen Brent, Margaret Markoff, is a white girl arrested for involvement with a local revolutionary group. The two women meet in jail and, despite their mutual animosity, are chained together for transport to a maximum security prison. Their bus is ambushed en route, however, and the pair manages to escape together. Chased by bounty hunters, crooked police, and revolutionaries, they struggle to get along and get away.
That's exactly right. All right, we have to break. After that summation of a masterpiece. All right, more Spooktacular coming up after the news.
It's almost time, kids. The clock is ticking. Be in front of your TV sets for the horror-a-thon.
Yeah.
And remember the big giveaway at 9. Don't miss it. And don't forget to wear your masks. The clock is ticking. It's almost time.
Happy Halloween.
It's not Halloween until you hear the Silver Shamrock theme.
Silver Shamrock.
That, of course, is from the fantastic Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. They really jam out here at the end, man.
Is this the remix? What's going on?
Yeah, it's the full-on dance mix. In honor of Fly James Friday.
It's the breakdown.
That's right. Yeah. See, there you go, everybody. Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. Got a couple of texts here from the 606 area code. I think the screaming man needs to replace the Wilhelm scream. Dan, how do you explain the Wilhelm scream to people who might not know what it is?
Oh, yeah.
It's a scream. It's a scream that was recorded how long ago? And it's in everything. Like, it's in a ton of stuff over the many, many years. It's a woman screaming, or it shows up in like 15,000 things. But yeah, could you? Yeah, do we have an explanation of the Wilhelm scream?
Don't have an explanation yet, but we give me a second here. I'll get you the sound effect.
Oh, because here's the sound effect of the Wilhelm scream coming up, and that's the Wilhelm scream, and it's shown up in like 8 million movies. It's in TV shows. It's in songs. It's like the most used scream in anything.
Is that the same one where it goes like, rah! And it's like a yell?
No, that's
like
it.
Like a
right
growl
there.
Yell?
I think that's it right there.
Is that the same? Because it's much more elaborate than what I'm thinking of.
I like the one that Svengoolie uses. My favorite is not a scream, but it's ow, ow, ow! That's my favorite sound effect that Svengoolie uses. That goes all the way back to Jerry G. Bishop. That was back when regular, you know, like the very first Svengoolie in the early 70s. Just every once in a while, they would have the sound effect, ow, ow, ow. That's my favorite. I tell Rich that every time I talk to Rich, I'm like, listen, could you throw in a few ow, ow, ows just during the show?
Wilhelm Scream was recorded in 1951. First appearance was in 1953. And it was based upon the character Private Wilhelm in the film The Charge at Feather River. Mm-hmm. It has been used in 225 movies and television episodes since.
Isn't that amazing? The most used scream sound effect. But I agree. I think the classic, the screaming dude from the Scary Sound CD should take over the reins. It's as good as any scream you'll ever hear anywhere. Kathy just said, Nick, I just saw the 3 minute and 40 second Suspiria trailer. That's all I need to see. I have no desire to see the whole movie. Oh, I don't blame you. Yeah, I don't blame you at all. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to jump in here. Let's see. Susan said Esmeralda would be terrified of Food of the Gods. I don't think Esmeralda would be terrified of Food of the Gods. Are you familiar with Food of the Gods, Esmeralda?
I don't think so.
Food of the Gods is one of those terrible, you know, we've talked about this before. Remember we talked about, like, in the 70s after Jaws came out, there were all these crazy Nature Fights Back movies?
Right.
You know, Grizzly, Piranha, all the, you know. And then there was a series of, like, giant monster movies. Night of the Lepus, which was giant bunny rabbits running around, crushing cars and killing people.
Yeah.
Well, Food of the Gods is based on an H.G. Wells story. It stars Marjo Gortner. And it's about a bunch of people fighting giant animals. And big giant rats climbing on the house and stuff like that. That one scene, there's giant chickens that are, like, 8 feet tall that peck a guy to death. So it's that kind of thing. So I don't think you'd be scared of it, Esmeralda, because it's so silly.
How do they not figure out how to ride the rats?
Well, they're too busy shooting them with shotguns.
Because I'm seeing pictures. They seem quite large.
They're huge, and they're climbing all over the houses. They just have shotguns, and they're shooting rats. Like, 20 minutes of the movie is dedicated to them shooting rats. And by the way, in real life, they killed a bunch of rats when they were making the movie. Like, they had little miniature houses and stuff, and they had rats riding on them, and they actually killed a bunch of rats when they were making the movie. And then they use really terrible matte effects to make it look like the rats were giant. I mean, really horrible, bad 70s special effects.
Like drawings?
No, a matte draw. A matte is when it's like a painting that looks like an actual set, and they put that in the background with, and then they superimpose live action over it.
Okay. Yeah. Sometimes I've seen pictures of this.
It's a process that was used in the '70s and the '80s before CGI. Like it's used to a huge extent. It's used a lot in John Carpenter's The Thing. And some of the matte stuff in The Thing is not very good.
I love the one of the posters is just this deranged-looking rooster with blood on its beak.
Wait, seriously? There's a poster of just the rooster?
It's the rooster, and then there's a man shooting, and then, of course, a lady...
screaming.
A lady on her back.
Yeah.
In distress.
Of course. It's a horror movie. That's part of the tropes. Now, for me, I always thought it was like, for me... The poster that I remember, the legendary poster that I remember for Food of the Gods, is a girl on her back, like laying there, and a giant rat on top of her.
Right in his hand. Its paw placed in between.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the poster that I remember. I don't remember the giant rooster poster. That's pretty fantastic. That might be a collector's item. Okay. So, Esmeralda, what do you think are the most popular costumes this year? Are you dressing up for Halloween?
I am.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be Dora the Explorer.
Oh, that's cool.
And then V's going to be Mr. Rogers. So we're representing PBS, I guess.
You going to? Yeah, that's great. You're representing children's television.
Yes.
Are you going to a party?
Yeah, we're going to a friend's
on Saturday
party. Yeah.
Okay. Are you coming in dressed up on Monday?
I won't be here.
What?
I won't be here because all right. So. The day before Halloween is when I met V.
Oh, okay.
So it's our anniversary.
Oh.
The day before Halloween.
Oh. God, has it been a year?
Yes.
My God.
Yes, it has.
Wow. All right. Well, you're just taking one night off?
Yeah.
All right. I'll accept
just
that.
Monday.
Okay. I'll accept that. You know I don't like it when you take time off.
Well, sorry. Celebrate, you know, milestones and things.
Yeah, no, that's cool. That's God, I can't believe it's been a year already.
Yeah.
Man.
But yeah, so.
All right.
I won't.
You guys going to be doing anything special?
Probably not. I don't know. We're just probably just stay at home and like.
Yeah, just chill out. Just
cook.
Celebrate the. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
That's really nice.
I'm a little sad I don't get to come in my costume.
Would you have come in costume? I'm not coming in costume Monday morning.
I don't know. Me, probably. I mean, the Dora outfit is not too involved.
Dan, are you coming in costume Monday morning?
I probably will not be.
Yeah, I'm not either. I might come dressed as a Cubs player if they win.
Oh, wait, but Dan, are you going to be? What are you going to be for Halloween?
Well, you know, I don't know if we're going to do anything. It just the week's kind of gotten away from me, so we'll see if I can kind of get something together Saturday morning. But if I can, I'm just going to punt. So
okay, all right. Now is Emily going as a flamingo?
I think. I don't know. We haven't really talked about it.
All right.
Things have been crazy. So, yeah, we're probably, but like we have a meeting. We're bringing her and my two nephews to my grandma for – we always bring them in their Halloween costumes to my grandma on the Saturday before Halloween. So we will –
make the final decision then.
So by then we'll have it figured out.
Okay. All right. Well, here are the top 25 most popular Halloween costumes for 2016 based upon online searches. Now, I'm assuming that this list of the 25 most searched for or most interested Halloween costumes for 2016, I'm assuming that this poll was taken before Saturday Night Live last week or the ensuing days upon which David S. Pumpkins has basically taken over the internet and basically taken over my life. For me right now, it goes Cubs, David Pumpkins. That's how it works now.
Are you going to get a suit?
Well, they're sold out.
You should have one specially made.
By the way, that suit was ordered. SNL ordered that suit online because it was available, and now it's sold out. Like, you can't get it anywhere.
Well, what about the skeletons?
The skeletons, I don't know. I mean, I saw people dressed up. There's, I did like a search. If you just do a search for David Pumpkins, you know, skeleton costumes, there already are people who are dressed like it. I mean, this thing is just, the last time I looked, I think the clip, the haunted elevator David Pumpkins clip with Tom Hanks has like over 4 million hits. It's absolutely insane. I've watched it like 30 times. I've watched the clip like 30 times. And I absolutely, it's just the best. So he's not on the list. David Pumpkins is not on this list of Halloween costumes for 2016. But I bet if you were to take a poll now, he'd sneak in there. Like skeletons and David Pumpkin. David Pumpkins. I'm David Pumpkins. Any questions? Hey, Dan, can you find the clip? Because I just want to play the music from it so that we can just picture the skeletons dancing and Tom Hanks slapping him on the butt. This is the best. All right, number 25 is the Tyrannosaurus Rex. That's a very popular costume. The Tyrannosaurus Rex, the big full Tyrannosaurus Rex costume. If you've seen a lot of footage of people wearing those things and running around and stuff, they're very funny.
I always thought they were inflatable things and not actual costumes.
It's an inflatable thing, yeah, but your head is actually in the neck. That's why, right. It looks like every one of the people who have those Tyrannosaurus Rex things, those clips, it looks like the Tyrannosaurus Rex broke his neck because when they're walking, it falls back. All right, here we go.
That's a fly jam.
Oh, man, that's the David Pumpkins music. It's the best. If without question, the hardest I've ever laughed at Mikey Day. Mike, because I can't stand that guy. But he co-wrote the scene with Bobby Moynihan and another guy, so I got to give him props. You know who's like kind of the unsung hero of that sketch?
It's Keenan.
Keenan. Mm. Keenan is hilarious in that sketch. Hey! There's 100 floors of frights. They can't all be good. I love Kenan Thompson. All right, so number 24 is a pumpkin. Now, it's not David S. Pumpkins, just a pumpkin.
Is it the pumpkin head and then you wear the all black?
My guess is that it's like an entire pumpkin suit and your head is it comes out of the top.
Oh, okay. Have you seen that clip?
Of
it's
what?
Like from, it's from, a, I think, like a WGN affiliate or whatever. Where it's like, it's a pumpkin head, and then they're all in black, and they're dancing. And then people have put it to, like, all different types of music.
I don't think I've seen that. But I like the pumpkin mask from Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. That's a cool pumpkin mask. Because if you wear it at the right time, snakes and roaches and stuff will pop out of it, and you'll end up dead. Sacrifice to Steve Cochran's god. Cochran is the name of the villain, by the way, in Halloween 3. All right. We'll go back down the list of the Halloween costumes for popular Halloween costumes for 2016. I'm going to play one more clip here before we break. And first person through who can name this movie. This is a horror movie. If you can name this movie, first person in, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. If you can name this movie, you will win Lou Malnati's. Listen very carefully. The only hint I'm going to give you is that this is one of my all-time favorite horror movies. One of my favorite, not just horror movies, one of my favorite movies of all time. In general, what is the name of this horror movie? 312-981-7200, first person through. Oh, that's the wrong one. Here we go.
Bought yourself some time, son.
Little Jesse, there's something I'm meaning to ask you.
Yeah, what might that be?
How old are you?
Let's put it this way. I fought for the South.
South?
We lost.
Hey, Caleb, let's go out and look at the night.
Right.
Okay. What's the name of that movie? Oh, my God, do I love that movie so much. 312-981-7200. We'll break. We'll come back with a winner here on WGN. Nightmare on Elm Street. Having just seen the first one again on the big screen a couple of weeks ago, what a great movie that first one is. really great and very scary. Dan, have you seen Nightmare on Elm Street? You've seen it, right? The original?
No, you know, I don't think I have all the way through.
It's so good. It's so good and so scary and so much better than the others. Man. Esmeralda, have you seen any of the Nightmare movies?
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Yeah. First one's scary, man. First one's a scary movie.
I mean, with the blood and what's his name?
Johnny Depp.
I can't watch that part. I got to turn my head.
That's the best. It's so good. I like some of the other sequels, but they're not in the same, because the first one's really terrifying, and then they kept getting like wackier and campier.
I do like that Freddy Krueger always has a quip.
Yeah, not in the first one, though.
Oh, he's just evil?
He's just, no, in the first one isn't. No, there's no wacky comments, you know?
I do love that she's the, I was going to say that she, what's his name, Macaulay Culkin?
Yeah.
What's that movie?
Home Alone?
Yeah, she Home Alones her house.
Oh, she does. Well, yeah. Yeah, she sets all kinds of traps for Freddy when she pulls him out of her dream. No, and, you know, the movies got sillier and sillier, but then Wes Craven did a film called Wes Craven's New Nightmare. Have you seen that one?
Yes, that's, it scared me.
It scared you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very scary. It's like...
Just, yeah, bringing it all into the real world was not... No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, and that was pre-Scream. That was like before... Because Scream is a very meta movie. You know, acknowledging movies, acknowledging slasher movies and stuff, and that's what's so sort of brilliant about Scream. Wes Craven did it 2 years earlier with New Nightmare. He set the plate for Scream.
And then Robert Englund's all creepy in it.
Yeah, playing Robert Englund.
Was he the one that did the painting?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, it's a good movie. So good. Okay, I played a clip before the break, and I believe Bob knows what it is. Bob, what's the name of the movie I played?
Oh, hi, Nick. Would you have to agree it's probably one of the dustiest vampire movies ever made?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's Near Dark.
Near Dark, that's right, Near Dark. One of the best movies, one of my favorite movies of all time, directed by the brilliant Kathryn Bigelow. And if you've not seen it, it's tremendous. It's not only, I think, one of the best vampire movies ever made, but it's also got like a Western feel. It's like the Wild Bunch with fangs.
It's probably one of the coolest. I mean, it's one of the coolest vampire movies
ever. Yeah. Yeah, everything about that movie is great. Lance Hendrickson is just the king.
Yeah, that bar scene.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Yeah. All right, Bob. Congratulations.
Thanks.
All right,
thanks.
You got yourself Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Hang on, and Dan will take care of it all for you. Lou Malnati's gift certificate, it's the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40 locations, Chicagoland locations. You can order online at loumalnati's.com. And thanks for listening, Bob. I appreciate it. And also, thanks for knowing Near Dark. I think you'd like Near Dark, Esmeralda.
I'm looking at the poster,
yeah.
And that woman's hair looks like a feather duster.
It was 1987. Although they, you know, they were around, well, according to the clip, they were around since the Civil War. So, yeah. That, by the way, is, the, you know, the girl, you see the woman who's in it, Jeanette Goldstein, with the hair?
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about Jeanette Goldstein, right?
Yeah, she's got the dark and then goes blonde.
Yeah. That was Vasquez in Aliens. Have you seen Aliens?
I've seen Alien.
Oh, okay. Well, Aliens, she's like a total badass. She plays Vasquez, who's just like this a total chick badass. And then she's in Near Dark. So is Bill Paxton as Alien. So is Lance Hendrickson. It was basically, you know, because at the time when Kathryn Bigelow made Near Dark, she was with James Cameron. They were a couple. They were married, I think, right before they got married. And they were a couple. And so she just like used his cast from Aliens. And I'm just going to take these people and put them in my vampire movie. And there aren't many people on the planet, seriously, who are as cool as Lance Hendrickson. Esmeralda, are you familiar with Lance Hendrickson's work?
He looks very familiar, and I'm looking at his...
He does a lot of genre and horror stuff.
Yeah.
But I've had the pleasure of hanging out with him a couple of times. He's come to Flashback. One of the coolest guys. And it was so nice to know that one of my favorite like dudes in movie history is also one of the coolest guys ever. Like I hung with him. He's like, yeah, come on, let's go get a beer. I drank beer with Lance Hendrickson. I watched him smoke. And he's one of the coolest guys in so many amazing stories. He's made the guy was in he's in Dog Day Afternoon. He shoots John Cazale. He kills John Cazale at the end of Dog Day Afternoon. That's Lance Hendrickson.
Oh.
Guy's been around forever. He worked with everybody in the early days in New York theater. He started out working in Sidney Lumet movies. He studied with Lee Strasberg. He did plays with Al Pacino. He was in that group of guys, and it's just unbelievable the amount of stories that this guy had. He was also in a TV show that was a spinoff of The X-Files called Millennium, and he played a character named Frank Black, and he was phenomenal in that show. And he's cool. He's so cool. I was like, oh, man, this is just, I can't believe, how can I not love this guy more? And then I find out that he's like one of the coolest guys ever, like one of the most down-to-earth coolest guys ever. So good with his fans, too. Will do anything, sign anything, take any kind of picture, talk with him for a half an hour. He's an unbelievable dude, and he kicks ass in Near Dark. You should see Near Dark, Esmeralda. I think you'd like it.
I like vampire movies.
It's a vampire western, kind of, so it's not really, it's not scary. It's a little gory, but I think you'd like Near Dark. I'll bring it in for you.
Okay.
I'll bring it in for you, because it's a terrific movie. All right, we got a break. News is coming up next, and then more spooktacular, and our regular features are coming up. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show, Spies, and Fly Jams Friday. Music from the original Alien, which is a very scary movie. Esmeralda, you said that you've seen Alien. Did it freak you out?
Yeah, I just recently saw it. A few years. It was scary. It's, you know, it's a thing of, like, I know everything.
Yeah.
All the effects and things like that, so it's not as scary. But well, it was good.
It's a great movie, and it is scary. And I got to tell you this, Esmeralda. That scene where the alien busts out of John Hurt's chest. You have to understand, when that movie came out in 1979, nothing like that had ever been seen. Ever. That scene sent people screaming from the theater. Like, people were like, what the hell is happening?
I'm sure if I hadn't seen all those shows where they talk about all that stuff,
yeah,
I probably would have just been scared out of my mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, there's no avoiding, you know, it's become such an iconic, legendary movie, and specifically that scene. There's no avoiding in it. But when it first came out, it came out in May of 1979. I remember going to the theater and seeing it, 14 years old, and I was like, what the hell was that? It came out right around the same time as Phantasm. And Phantasm, have I mentioned Phantasm recently at all?
What? Fan what? I haven't heard of that.
Phantasm has that miraculous scene with the silver sphere flying down the hallway, jamming into the guy's face, drilling into his skull and sucking his blood out. And nobody had ever seen anything like that before. And nobody. And like 2 weeks later or 3 weeks later, Alien comes out. And the stuff busts out of the guy's chest. And it's like, what's happening in the world? What's going on now? Two scenes that had never been seen before. And also, if you go back and watch Alien, Esmeralda,
mm-hmm.
The only person who knew what was going to happen and how the effect was going to be done was John Hurt. They didn't tell the other actors. So their reactions when his chest starts to pop and the blood shoots out are real. So the next time you watch Alien, particularly watch Veronica Cartwright. Veronica Cartwright is freaking out. And it's not just acting. It's what happened on the set, her not knowing what was going on, and she's literally like, it's pretty great. So anyway, that's from Alien. All right, let's go down this the Halloween costumes for 2016. You want to hear some more here, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
Okay, Catwoman, that continues to be a popular costume. You know, they always have the sexy stuff. That's another thing I can't stand. You know, one of the things I hate about Halloween is that it's an excuse for women to dress like sluts. Oh, I'm a sexy cat.
Yeah, but Catwoman was always sexy.
I know, but I'm just saying in general. I realize that Catwoman is always, that's a costume that you're gonna be sexy in no matter what. But I'm just saying, oh, I'm a sexy butler. Oh.
Butlers are always sexy now.
Yeah. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles comes in next. Ghostbusters, that's a very popular one, and I really hope a lot of girls dressed up like Ghostbusters this year.
By the way, I've seen sexy Ninja Turtles.
Of course you have. That's what I'm saying.
It's a tutu.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I've seen it. It's like a half shirt and a tutu.
Every single costume is sexified for Halloween. It's ridiculous.
I was thinking it'd be great to go as a sexy Ninja Turtle, but have like the Ninja Turtle face.
Yeah, like have the amazing body, show off a bunch of skin, and then you got a turtle face.
This crazy turtle face,
right.
Yep.
Ghostbusters, and I hope, like I said, little girls dress up like Ghostbusters. A unicorn.
I was tempted. There's unicorn onesies at Target.
Minions. Good old Minions. Very popular this year. A princess. That's popular every year for little girls. Poison Ivy. The superhero stuff is just huge everywhere. A vampire comes in at number 16. I'd like to see
Classic. Vampire
a little bit higher. Deadpool.
Of course.
From the Deadpool movie. Minnie Mouse. And I wonder if there's going to be sexy Minnie Mouse.
Well, yeah.
a zombie. Classic. Can't go wrong with a zombie. Pikachu. Because of the crazy Pokemon craze this year.
Yeah.
A mermaid. Well, if you get that blanket, Esmeralda. You could be a mermaid.
I was actually thinking of being a mermaid for Halloween.
Well,
but then I didn't. So.
And then here are the top 10 for 2016. And again, I am assuming that this list was made before David S. Pumpkins took over the world. Number 10 is a dinosaur. I guess that's different than the Tyrannosaurus Rex. Number 9 is a clown. It might be a little dangerous to dress up like a clown nowadays. Number 8 is anything Star Wars. Number 7 is Batman. Number 6 is a witch, classic. Number 5 is Wonder Woman, also classic. Number 4 is a pirate. Now we're just getting into the classic stuff. Number 3 is a generic superhero. Number 2 is the Joker. And number 1 is Harley Quinn. And see, that's sexy anyway. So they, you know what I mean? Like that's a sexy costume anyway. Harley Quinn is sexy.
You could do, yeah, and you can do old school. Old school and the new one is, they're both pretty sexy.
Yeah, absolutely. So you know that that's Kevin Smith's daughter's name, right?
Yes, I've seen that.
Harley Quinn Smith. He's such a dork. I think that's pretty funny, though. Pretty funny. So that's an interesting. So you're going to go Dora the Explorer. I don't see Dora on here, though.
No. I wanted to do something in the Mr. Rogers neighborhood fairy tale.
One of those creepy
land.
Puppets.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm like, how funny would it be if I was King Friday?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And then I had like a cardboard front because he's a puppet and all.
Yeah, no, that would have been really awesome if you were King Friday. That would have been creepy too. I find King Friday and all those puppets to be creepy.
And I would wear mittens because
he didn't have fingers. Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah,
he just kind of had mitten hands.
Oh man! All right. So there you go. All right, the spooktacular continues, it's going to continue with our regular features, which we've got started. Let's start the regular features. Right now.
Here's dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh no, you big dummy. You dummy.
That's right. It's time for the scary edition. The spooktacular edition of You Big Dummy. Ooh, scary. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy. Spooky dummy number one. A former state worker is facing charges for using a government credit card on personal expenses, including a dog tuxedo. What? I'm sorry. Including a dog tuxedo. The criminal complaint against Christy Goss, 43, states that she used a county credit card for $200,000 worth of personal expenses. Purchases included clothing, a diamond bracelet, and nearly $1,000 worth of Arkansas Razorbacks tickets, school lunches, pet insurance, and a dog tuxedo from Amazon.
I hope that when this was in court and they were listing everything, they had to show pictures of the dog in the tuxedo.
Well, they do have there is a picture of the dog in a tuxedo.
Yes.
After the show, we'll post it. We're going to post it on the Facebook page later. But yeah, there is a picture of the dog in the tuxedo. Goss was fired after an auditor noticed discrepancies on the card in May, and Arkansas police investigation started in July. Goss is facing 7 felony counts of fraudulent use of a credit card.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
All right. We got a break here for weather and traffic. I'm sorry. Oh, God, that was funny. All right. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick Vigilio here on 720 WGN, and we are back for the spooky edition of You Big Dummy. You big, terrifying, scary dummy. Dummy number two, dummy number two, dummy number two. A drug arrest in Scranton turned into a proctology exam as police say a suspect hid drugs between his buttocks. Police say the man, identified as Corey Davis, 32, allegedly hid 110 bags of heroin. Police had the unpleasant task of recovering the evidence after Davis's drug arrest Thursday afternoon, the newspaper reports. Davis is charged with possession with intent to deliver heroin and related drug offenses.
And I can't wait to see you starring in your first movie.
Yeah.
Deep Dummy.
I'm not kidding you. You're a big dummy.
Scary dummy number three. Spooky dummy number three. Washington State mother filming her children's pumpkin carving captured the moment her teen's daughter head got stuck inside of a giant pumpkin. Christy Ralphs of Vancouver posted the video to YouTube after her daughter Rachel, 16, decided to show off the size of her enormous pumpkin by putting her head inside the hole that she carved into the top. In the video, the family shares a laugh when Rachel discovers that the pumpkin is stuck. Her father, who was in the other room, arrives soon after and suggests calling the fire department, a suggestion that mortifies Rachel. No, that would be horrible, she says from inside the pumpkin, which would be, no, they were eventually able to free the teen after the mom reached in and undid her daughter's ponytail, which was causing the problem. When asked later, the 16-year-old said she doesn't mind the video going viral. I think it's hilarious, the teenager said. It's totally fine, and I'm glad people think it's funny, too.
You bigger dummy than my dummy.
Dummy number four. Dummy number four. Scary dummy number four. A driver with an outstanding warrant stopped at a drive-thru for a burger, fries, and a milkshake while police were in pursuit. Well, if you're hungry, man, you're hungry. At about 10:30 p.m. Wednesday, officers attempted to stop a vehicle because the driver, Joshua Adkins, had an outstanding warrant, but the driver did not stop. Phoenix police was able to use their helicopter to maintain a visual on him. During the chase, Adkins made a stop to an In-N-Out restaurant in Chandler. After he took his food, he proceeded to drive for a few miles, eventually pulling over and exiting the car. Police arrived a short time later, and he was arrested. A charge of unlawful flight from a law enforcement vehicle was added to his outstanding warrant. His bond was set at $2,500 in his initial court appearance. In-N-Out Burger is very good. I just want to let people know that it's a very, very good burger, In-N-Out. So I can kind of understand his need.
Get lost, dummy.
Before this game, you were just a plain dummy. But after the night, you'd be a broke dummy.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Creepy, scary, ghouly. Dummy number five. This was sent to us by our listener, Mary. Thank you, Mary. A Maine man dressed as a pine tree was arrested after he refused to stop blocking a town intersection. Asher Woodworth, 30, was approached by police officers Monday when he said that he appeared on the downtown street in a tree costume. Officers told him he was free to go so as long as he stayed out of the traffic. In a video posted online, a police officer was heard saying, "I'll accept your silence as that you understand." Woodworth allegedly then walked back into traffic and was arrested. I love the fact that his name is Woodworth. He said his motivation for the stunt was to see how people would react to his quote-unquote performance and how he might impact people's natural choreography. Woodworth was charged with obstructing public way, which is a misdemeanor, and he was booked and released on $60 cash bond.
To the dummy with the black mustache.
Dummy.
All right. We have to vote. So here are our choices. We got the dummy who used the government credit card to buy a dog tuxedo. We have the dummy who tried to hide drugs in his butt. The dummy who got her head stuck in a giant pumpkin. The dummy who stopped for food while being pursued by the police. Again, In-N-Out Burger, quite a good burger. And the dummy who was blocking traffic dressed as a tree in a tree costume. Is Vic around? Is he going to be able to join us? I don't see him, but we'll just go ahead. Dan, who are you going to vote for?
You know, the dog tuxedo is always a winner, and I love the fact that she bought, like, $50,000 worth of Arizona Razorback tickets.
I know that. That's a lovely detail to that one.
Right. And pumpkins, obviously, because of, you know, the Halloween.
It's Halloween, yeah.
I've never had an In-N-Out Burger, so I'll have to take your word for it. But in honor of it being Halloween weekend, I will take the man dressed as a tree in the middle of the street.
In a tree costume. Okay. All right. I guess we're going to skip Vic. We'll go to Esmeralda. Esmeralda?
Yeah, I like the tree costume guy. Although, wouldn't he just be, he should have planted himself in a yard.
Yeah, but he wanted to mess with people's choreography. Natural, people's natural choreography. That was why
that
he was standing
sense.
In the middle of the, in the street. All right. The winner is the tree costume, the guy in the tree costume, but my vote goes to the woman who bought the dog tuxedo. That's kind of a costume. A little Halloween costume for a dog. Little dog butler. All right. Well, there you go. That's our dummy of the week. And there you go. Dan, do we have time for...
No, we're up against it. So why don't we take a break?
Okay. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back after the news, and we'll get back into our regular features. We got Straight Out of Context coming up, Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for your Fly Jams request. So when I'm in your neighborhood... F-bomb.
Out of context, context, context. Context, context.
What's up? Tell them where you're from.
Straight out of context, 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 context.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And Straight Out of Context, the scary edition. I don't know what's scary about it, except that this is the 18th annual Halloween Spooktacular. We had a lot of fun this morning doing kind of spooktacular stuff, and we're going to continue with the spooktacular with a scary version of Fly Jams Friday. with all spooky, scary kind of fly jams. Again, it's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. Steve Grzanich is coming up at 5 o'clock with the opening bell, and Steve Cochran at 6 on this Friday morning. All right, straight out of context, that's when you listen to this radio station 24-7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty, it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time you said it, send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan.
All right, we begin with Carol. She heard this one of Steve Cochran.
It's not about the size of your assets.
No, it isn't. I agree with Steve. Okay.
A special early appearance by Lou Manfredini, courtesy of Stephen Oakbrook.
So you know how to do it, right?
Oh. Oh. All right.
And how fitting. Stephen Oakbrook then submitted this one of Esmeralda. Mike also called this one in.
You'll see me flapping my legs up and down.
What was it? What were we talking
about? No idea.
The aforementioned mermaid blanket.
Oh, the mermaid blanket when you're flapping your legs up and down.
Yep.
Oh, okay, next.
Ken in Milwaukee emailed this one of Rokan.
The caboose, baby.
All right.
Eric sent in these of Wendy Snyder.
She taught me a few things, Bill, let me tell you.
Okay.
Another one from Eric, this one of Wendy and Bill.
I'm so tempted. You told me, and I'm so tempted to do it,
but I
don't want to do it.
You'll be disappointed.
You're disappointed. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee heard these of you and me.
Ready, Dan. I haven't done this in a couple of weeks. All right.
Ken in Milwaukee and Patrick submitted this one of Glenn Kozlowski.
It's kind of backdoor stuff.
Okay.
Brian emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
I can't get onto anything anymore.
Poor guy. All right.
Jesse sent in these of you and Esmeralda.
Uh-oh.
He would probably like it.
What are you saying? He's kinky?
They poke him and he gets a kick out of that.
He loves that. We're talking about the Pillsbury Doughboy, weren't we?
I believe so, yeah.
I think so. Okay.
More of Esmeralda, courtesy of Jesse.
My knees are up. Or
yeah.
Like, I don't fit the whole way.
What the hell's going on there?
The bathtub.
Oh, the bathtub. Right. Yeah. There we go. All right.
Mark heard this of Wendy and Bill.
You're rubbing off on me, I think.
Wow.
That last part there was the key to that clip, I think. Mm-hmm. All right.
Lou Manfredini returns, courtesy of Kathy in Antioch.
I'm in here naked looking down at this all the time.
What? What was that? Esmeralda, you must be very pleased.
What is going on?
I don't know. All right. Oh, my God.
Jesse submitted this exchange between you, Corey Pasco, and Sarah Savini.
Oh, boy.
You ate a week.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Ate a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's tired.
That was good. Nice job. Who was listening to something? Jesse. Nice job, Jesse. That's good. Okay.
Hawk of May emailed this one of Bill Leff.
I will admit it is kind of hard.
Okay.
And another one of Bill from Eric.
If we go deeper into it.
Okay.
And then another Eric sent in this one of Wendy.
I'm easy. Bill is not so easy.
Okay.
Brian heard this one of you.
And a beautiful package, too. I'm holding it in my hand right now. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right.
Ken on Milwaukee submitted this one of Anna DeVantes.
But we only care about the pee.
Okay, that's good.
Eric is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, Steve Bertrand.
And it's really hard for me to stay up really hard.
Steve's got some issues this week.
Yeah.
All right.
And then one of Wendy.
Kevin did some experimental things while he was on his honeymoon.
Oh, man. Kevin aware of that? Was Kevin there? All right.
And another one of Wendy. This one also from Brad.
This is just a quickie in and out.
Come on now. Come on! Okay.
Chad and Brad emailed this one of you.
You would think you would feel something going into your mouth, too.
Well.
Now, were Chad and Brad together?
No.
That's
independent.
Damn it.
But back-to-back emails. How great is that?
Chad and Brad. That's pretty cool. That sounds like a sitcom. Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee sent in this one of Wendy.
Well, good luck. Get it in. Get it over with.
Okay.
Ken in Milwaukee also heard this one of Violetta Podramatic.
And I'm thinking, like, am I allowed to touch it and, like, turn it on, or would I get in trouble?
Don't touch it. Okay.
And finally, Matthew heard this one of you.
You're holding the thing in your right hand and it explodes. What was I talking about?
The fact that I have to take a real camera to Wrigley. And oh. Like, oh, why don't you do the 1945 way?
Yeah. The big flash. Okay. I didn't even realize that when it came out of my mouth, I swear. All righty then. What do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody. Spies.
Hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody.
Spies. 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 Like us.
All right. All right, that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7 and be a Nick D Show spy. Whenever I am mentioned to the show, is mentioned in any capacity, you spy for us. Write down all the information and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
Our spooky spies this week are Wild Bill, Amy in Indiana, a texter, and Kathy in Antioch. First up, Patty was talking to our good friend Rich Coase, a.k.a. Sven Gulli. They were talking about how Jerry G. Bishop was a mentor to him, and she noticed a similar career path to you.
He was so generous because, first of all, he was the one that decided I should become the son of Sven Gulli. Wow. And then later on, when I was going to WCIU here in town, when I was going to start up again, and I said, you know, he happened to be visiting in town. I said, you know, even by the time I was finishing up my first run of Son of Sven Gulli, some people were going like, well, who's Sven Gulli that you're the son of Sven Gulli? I'm trying to think of a way to shorten it. And he kind of said to me, I tell you what, you're all grown up now. Just be Sven Gulli.
Wow.
Which was, again, so generous of him. And you know, he was a big influence on me and a great mentor. And it's just so cool that he decided that I should be what I am.
Wow, that's amazing. I was just, as you're telling that story, I flashed to how that's almost a parallel story to Nick D's career. Because yeah. He was, you know, he admired Roy Leonard and loved what he did as a movie reviewer and would call in. And the next thing you know, Roy's got him calling in and giving movie reviews. And now 30 years later, Nick D's here, you know, as a host and one of the longest hosts at WGN.
Oh, that was nice. I love Rich. He's the best.
He is.
Okay.
Next up, Dave Plyer was talking about Halloween TV specials, and he and Roger Badish mentioned you and one you're particularly fond of.
It's going to sound crazy when I say this name. The Paul Lynde Halloween special. I'm talking Paul Lynde from Hollywood Squares.
Right.
He does this kind of wacky...
With Kiss?
Yeah. Have you seen this?
Nick talks about it all the time.
Does he really?
Seriously.
Okay, so people in this time slot totally have heard of this show.
It's the greatest Halloween special. If you've not seen it, the Paul Lynde Halloween special, I want to say it was 1976 maybe. Kiss is on it. It is spectacular. He did two Halloween specials. The one with Kiss is the one that's really special. Okay.
Last one here. Next up, you were on the True Blue Playoff Plus on Saturday night after the Cubs won the NLCS. Later that morning, Saturday into Sunday morning, Andy Mazur was back on with Dean, and they talked about what it's like being a Cubs fan, and you came up as part of that conversation.
I don't know how you don't get emotional when you see some of the old-timers who were out at the ballpark last night.
Yeah, and it kind of hit me again when we were watching some of the postgame while we were doing our postgame, and Kerry Wood, who's of recent vintage, was wearing a Ron Santo jersey.
Yeah.
And that just shows you, you know, the connection between the generations of this fandom and also the players. And there's no real reason to hide the fact that you get emotional about it, because I was telling Nick DiGilio last night when we had him on the show, people from the outside don't understand the emotional bond and connection that Cubs fans have with this team.
Right.
It's inexplicable if you don't know it. You just you can't understand it. You can't possibly understand it.
Yeah. I cried like a baby last Saturday. And I will not be wearing pants all weekend, just so you know. All right. All right, cool. Are we ready for our spooky version?
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam.
Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
It's a special scary edition of Fly Jams Friday for the 18th annual Spooktacular, the Nick D Show Spooktacular. It's all songs that are spooky, all creepy, scary, Halloween-related, scary fly jams. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you would like to sneak in here with your scary, spooky fly jam request. And DJ Shagru is all ready. He's terrifying. He's got fangs. He was just in the TARDIS. Now he's out. Viggity Viggity Vic, verified double V, is a vampire because it starts with a V. And Esmeralda the Heart Melda. Esmeralda, what are you? Are you a zombie this morning?
Can I be a wolf lady?
A wolf lady. Of course you can be a wolf lady. And I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. I'll be the zombie. So there you go. So all scary, spooky-themed fly jams this morning. 312-981-7200.
Proud people lined up inside and out. Just one reason, to rock the house. But in the daytime, the streets were clear. You couldn't find a good freak anywhere. Cause
the fence come out at night. The fence come out at night.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. The Spooktacular Spooky Edition. 815 and 773 requested some spooky fly jams right there. Houdini, the freaks come out at night. Yeah. And Natural Mike wanted to hear that one, too.
Actually, Natural Mike will have our next request.
Oh, that's his oh, that's the next one. Okay, cool. All right, 815 and 773 area code wanted to hear that one. Okay, cool. It's creepy and scary Fly Jams Friday this morning. You know, Dan, I don't know if you I don't think you were here when I, years and years ago when I first started, I used to do a voicemail segment where I would play listener voicemails who would call in and they would call in on my voicemail here at the office.
Right.
I would play them. One of the voicemails that I played, I'll always remember this. One of the voicemails that I played, a guy just called up and sang The Freaks Come Out at Night for about 4 minutes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning he called up and sang the Freaks Come Out at Night. I used to play that, you know, pretty repeatedly on the show. You remember The Freaks Come Out at Night, Esmeralda the Heart Melda?
Oh, yeah.
Come on now.
Ain't it the truth?
It is the truth.
Currently featured in the Target Halloween commercial ads.
It is featured in the Target ads. All right, let's go to the phones with your Fly Jam Scary, Fly Jam Scary requests. There's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can you please play Monster Mash?
We can't have a Halloween or a Spooktacular without hearing the legendary Monster Mash.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise. And suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abode.
Boris Pickett.
To get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
Yeah, you can't. It's not Halloween. It's not a full Halloween season until you hear Fartula and Count Fartula fart, until you hear the Screaming Guy and Monster Mash. Then it's complete.
Yeah, I was thinking Michael Jackson's Thriller is probably played out by now.
Well, I have a feeling we'll probably hear that one before the morning is up.
And if you don't mind me asking, what are you going to do if the Cubs win the World Series?
Because
I'm going to scream.
Well, I'm going to cry. I know that much because I cried last Saturday when they won the title, when they won the pennant.
That
I cried.
That double out?
Yep.
That's
right.
Cool.
Now, are you dressing up for Halloween, Jasmine?
Yeah, I'm going to be a Navy sailor.
A Navy sailor?
Yep.
Good for you. That's fantastic.
So it should be pretty cool.
Okay. All right, Jasmine. Thanks. Have a good Halloween.
Bye.
Bye. Jasmine. She's awesome. All right. So now Natural Mike. Natural Mike is in Logan Square, and he wanted to hear... Oh, let's just play this one. He wanted to hear this.
Then we dipped to the theater set to film. We saw Elm Street, and man, it was death. And everything seemed all right when we left. But when I got home and laid down to sleep, that began the nightmare. But on my street... in my room like an oven. My bed soaked with sweat, and man, I was bugging. I checked the clock, and it stopped at 12:30. It had melted, it was so darn hot, and I was thirsty. I went downstairs to grab some juice, so I coke, flipped the TV off, and then I almost choked when I heard
yeah.
this awful voice coming from behind.
Nightmare on my street. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. That's right, man. He went down for some juice. And then he heard Freddy. Man, Freddy Krueger in the 80s, it was just huge. Huge.
You know, they're sexy Freddy Krueger, right?
Yeah. That's right. There is sexy Freddy Krueger. And let me just I'll tell you this. At Flashback Weekend this year, I was a judge of both the female and male Freddy Krueger contest.
Were they real?
Freddy Krueger costume
burnt?
Contest. The guy who won was spectacular. The guy who's won makeup was unbelievable. Like, it looked professional.
I did see when I was costume places.
Yeah.
They do have a thing, like a whole get-up.
Yeah.
I'm
assuming he bought it someplace, but he looked amazing. And, of course, the girl that won was Sexy Freddy.
She had the burnt skin?
She had the burnt skin, but she also had like, strategically placed slices in her sweater. That would reveal her midriff and her back and stuff. And, you know, she had slices in her pants and stuff. So, yeah. So she was Sexy Freddy. All right. We got a break here. We got the news and then more spooky, scary, terrifying fly jams for the Spooktacular Fly Jam Edition.
I can't stand. I know put me down. I put a spell on you.
Seven 773 area code requested the great Screaming Jay Hawkins, I Put a Spell on You. That song rules. Dan, you got to work with Steve and Johnny when he was on the show a couple
times. No, unfortunately, it was before my time.
Oh, God, listening to him on with Steve and Johnny was just fantastic. Screaming Jay Hawkins was a loon.
The stories they told of the three of them going to Fantasy Costumes to try to find a toilet for his performance on, like, a Halloween Chicago event. It's hilarious.
It's unbelievable. Is that somewhere? Is that...
You know what? I'll see if I can track it
okay.
down.
Okay.
Why would they go to, like a costume of a toilet?
Well, I think it was the only place open at the time.
Yeah. When they, like, come on, guys.
Looking for, like, a fake toilet or something. We need a toilet.
I wonder if...
If you're going to go anywhere, you go to Fantasy Costumes for a toilet.
That place is ridiculous.
It is. Absolutely ridiculous. Screaming Jay Hawkins. Amazing. What a nut. And he and wasn't it? Didn't he have like 173 kids or something?
Right, like they, wow. they had reunions of just you know his the, of the kids.
I'm not. He had like 30 something kids. If I wasn't it, it was around that.
I mean, I can believe it.
Yeah, and like he had the grandkids and all that. It was like you know.
How old did he live?
Oh, he was. I think he was in his late 80s.
Yeah, so you yeah. know that's a lot of time to.
Yeah, late 80s easily. I think seed. I can't remember. Can't remember exactly how old he was, but I want to say it was late 80s. So, all right, we're talking about scary fly jams. Esmeralda, are you still terrified?
I'm on the edge of my seat.
Okay. Well, it's Fly Jam Bob here on WGN. Hey, Bob.
Nick, hey. The Chicago Cubs are in the World Series. Can you believe it?
I still can't believe it, and they've won a game in the World Series, Bob. And only well, in you know, they've won a game.
I used to just want them to make it, but now I want the whole thing.
I do, too. Saturday, Bob, I was crying like a baby.
Me too.
And I was just like, I can't believe they're in the World Series. And now you get a taste of it, and it's like, I want the next three games.
I was so freaked out during the last five outs. I didn't even see the ball go to the Moises Alou seats.
Yeah, no, it did. It went over there.
Yes,
went,
it I did. Know. I watched the replay, but I didn't even see it. It was
really weird because a ball went over there, and then there was a double play to the second baseman.
Yeah, so
to God. End the game, and I was like, well, thank God Gonzalez is in there.
That's for sure.
No, I cried like a baby. It's just been insane in this weekend.
I still
this,
do when I think about it.
Me too. This weekend is going to be out of control. I'm not wearing I'm not wearing pants all weekend.
And Dan's going to be there.
And Dan's going tonight. God bless him.
Yeah, probably the best night to go with the wind and the weather.
It's going
to
be great.
None of that stuff around their necks. It should be great.
That's right. Okay, what do you got?
This is my third no-repeat Halloween fly jam already. Did you know that?
Wow. Okay.
For my Halloween fly jam, I've got a one-hit wonder from 1969. A band out of Minneapolis named Crow.
Crow.
And hopefully after this series, there'll be a lot of people eating Crow. Here's the original, Evil Woman, Don't Play Your Games With Me.
But I know that it was she, not me. And you know just how it's got to be.
You know, Bob, you know who covered this song on their first album? Black Sabbath.
Yeah, but this one's better.
No, I agree. The horns, I mean, I love the Sabbath version because it's Black Sabbath and they rule the planet, but the horns on this one is what makes it.
I was disappointed they didn't do much. It really, Black Sabbath sounds like this one without the horns. They didn't do a lot to the arrangement.
No, they didn't. It was pretty much the same thing, but yeah, Crow. All right, cool. Thank you, Bob.
Take care, Nick.
All right, buddy. Go Cubs.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, the Sabbath version of that song.
Oh, boy.
It was on the first album, but it's not. It's like the British version, and they had to. It was like a B-side.
Okay.
Evil Woman. Evil Woman, don't you play. It's a jam. All right. Okay, so Anita would like to hear the Jackson 5's version of The Boogeyman. Scary. I love that song. I love that song.
You know, in Spanish, how I know the boogeyman is they call him El Cucuy.
What do they call him?
Cucuy.
Cucuy?
Yeah, he's the boogeyman. And that's what my mom would do. She'd be like, don't go in there. The cuckoo's going to get you. I'd be like, what? You'd be like, it's dark down there. The cuckoo's going to get you.
The cuckoo. They should make a movie. Yeah. With that title.
And it's just, there's no, it's the boogeyman.
Yeah.
Like, there's no,
they
you
should
don't know
make a movie.
Like.
I'm telling you, that would be cool.
Kukui.
The Kukui. I mean, look, yeah. If they can make a terrifying movie called The Babadook, they can make a Kukui. That's a movie. Have you seen The Babadook?
Yeah.
That's a great movie. And a scary movie. That's a scary movie. Babadook, Duke, Duke, Duke. I love that movie.
You should go on tour with that.
Oh, man.
The Babadook.
The Babadook tour?
He's a DJ.
Yeah. DJ Babadook. Let me in.
See? Come on.
Dan, have you seen The Babadook?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man, it's so scary. I have the deluxe Blu-ray that comes with a book.
See, I thought that book was really cool.
The book is, so you can get the book. It's,
I mean, sadly,
there's limited edition.
Bring in the Babadook.
But... You got well, yeah. Come on in, Baba.
Come hang out.
Grab a Duke.
I'm watching the game.
Yeah, come watch the Cub game with me, Babadook. I'll let you in. No, but it comes with like a mini version of the book with like, it's only like 3 pages. Mm-hmm. And you can pull it, you know, like he pops up.
Oh, that's cool.
It's awesome. But you can get the book, but, you know, they had a limited edition of them. Mm-hmm. Bunch of people bought them up, and now they're like, they put them up on eBay, and they want like 12 grand for them.
Right.
But the book's cool as hell. Like, every time I see the movie, I'm like, man, why didn't I want that book? I would have loved that book when I was a kid. The Babadook, Duk, Duk. Here's Jimmy on WGN. Hey, Jimmy.
Hello, how you doing?
All right. What do you got?
Screaming Jay Hawkins, Feast of the Mau Mau.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's time for mad fun. Feast of the Mau Mau has begun. Ah! At the feast, with the Feast of the Mau Mau, they make wine for the spine and it blows out. The test for the best for who stays. At the feast with the Feast of the Mau Mau. At the feast with the Feast of the Mau Mau. How they talk, man? They go like this. How about you?
Yeah.
You know, a movie of that.
Jimmy, great choice, buddy.
Thank you. And right. Go Cubs.
Go Cubs. Take care. But judging by your reaction, Esmeralda, you're not familiar with the work of Screaming Jay Hawkins.
No, I mean, just I put a spell on
him. Oh, man. He was insane. He was the best. He was the best.
Feast of the Beast
of
the
Mau Mau. The Mau Mau, yeah. The Feast of the Mau Mau. He was the best. You know, if you know, Jim Jarmusch put him in a couple of movies.
Oh, okay.
He was in Mystery Train, which is one of my very favorite Jim Jarmusch movies. Mm-hmm. He's in Mystery Train, and his scenes are hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. He's not in the full getup either. He's not like in the crazy costume. There's no toilet nearby. So, okay, here's what we're gonna do. We got a break here. We got weather, we traffic, and then we've got more spooky, scary, terrifying, oh my god, I can't take it fly jams. But I want to open up the contest line right now at 312-591-7000, 312-591-7000. Fifth caller on the contest line, you get a pair of tickets to see Engelbert Humperdinck at the Paramount Theater in Aurora, Saturday, November 5th. He's a legend. He's got the best name ever. And I've got a pair of tickets for you right now to see Engelbert Humperdinck at Paramount Theater in Aurora on Saturday, November 5th. Fifth caller on the contest line, 312-591-7000. 312-591-7000. Caller number 5, you get a pair of tickets to see Engelbert Humperdinck. Okay. All right. Caller number 5 for our tickets to see Engelbert Humperdinck is Gina. Hi, Gina.
Hi, Nick. How are you?
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You a fan of Engelbert Humperdinck?
Sure.
All right. Cool. Go and see him. He's playing on Saturday, November 5th. You got yourself a pair of tickets. Thanks for listening.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Thank you so much.
Take care. There you go. That's Gina. She's our winner for Engelbert Humperdinck tickets.
Do it.
How do you do the lurch?
Yeah.
Jay requested Do the Lurch with Lurch.
It looks like the electric slide, but you kind of bend over at the waist as you're doing it.
Ah, that makes sense.
Do the lurch. That was scary.
What is he?
He's a lurch.
But is he like
He's a butler.
Right, but is he dead?
I think Lurch is a zombie.
Okay.
Yeah. He's just Lurch.
Right. He's kind of a sassy zombie.
Oh, yeah. You rang.
He'd be like, oh, no. Like
he was just trying to dance. Everybody is interrupting him while he's trying to do the lurch. You know? Did you like the Addams Family?
Yeah.
I love the Addams Family, but I'm a Munsters guy.
Because no, I like Addams Family.
Yeah, because you're smarter than me.
Okay.
No, because people who are smarter like the Addams Family. And I'm a dummy, which is why I relate mostly to Herman Munster.
Oh, okay.
Because the Addams Family is really clever. You know, it's very smart. It's satire. It's very, very clever. The Munsters is Fred Gwynne jumping up and down and the ceiling falls on his head. That's what
yeah,
the Munsters
that
is.
That happens a lot.
And he's jumping up and down. He plays baseball, you know, knocks the skin off the ball, goes flying.
Oh, boy.
You know?
They show a lot of Addams Family at like 3 in the morning.
It's appropriate.
On antenna TV, I believe.
It is. I see commercials for it because I watch Johnny Carson every once in a while. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, I do. Every once in a while, I'll watch Johnny Carson.
So like once a month? Or?
Daily.
Oh. Uh-huh.
John Astin rules, by the way.
He's great.
Gomez is the king. The king. I saw him. I met John Astin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Gomez. I was freaking out because it was Gomez.
Yeah.
But I saw him do a one-man show, Edgar Allan Poe. He played Edgar Allan Poe. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. And Poe is my favorite writer of all time, speaking of spooky stuff, Halloween stuff. He was amazing in it. Absolutely amazing. Oh. All right. Here's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, I got one for you. House of Horrors. I won't tell you who it is right yet.
Welcome to my House of Horrors.
Evidently, aliens have stopped by.
I was going to say, where's David Pumpkins?
Yeah. We need David Pumpkins. All right, Harold, who is that? Who is it?
Well, I'll tell you what. Daytime TV host in the late 60s, 70s, and early 80s.
Mike Douglas?
Very close. Take another guess and you'll have it.
Dick Cavett?
Oh boy, you're gonna go further away. Merv Griffin.
Okay, Merv Griffin. That makes sense. All right, Merv Griffin. All right, thank you, Harold. Have a good one. All right, take care. All right, Derek wanted to hear this classic. Now, if this guy wasn't Berry Gordy's son and Michael Jackson didn't appear on this song, it would have never have even seen the light of day.
Oh, it's such a good song, though.
When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair.
I am now messaging the invite group of the party I'm going to and
requesting Rockwell.
Yeah, I'm being like, hey, you better play this.
Make sure you got some Rockwell handy.
Really, I will bust some chairs.
All right. Jeff on WGNA. Jeff.
Hello, how are you?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, how about the Jump Rope song from Nightmare on Elm Street?
Oh, boy, here we go.
1, 2, Freddy's coming for you. 3, 4, better lock your
six, seven, eight, gonna stay up late. 9, 10, never sleep again.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not gonna sleep anymore. Thanks, Jeff.
Hey, can you make Count Fartula fart again?
I put Count Fartula is now in his coffin.
Yeah, the sun's coming up soon.
Yeah, the sun's coming up, so I had to put Count Fartula in his coffin. I mean, I can fart for you if you want, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. All right, and then what do we got? We got the 630 area code. We go with that one, Dan? Okay, 630 requested this one, which is, of course, legendary. Stevie Wonder was so great. There was a time when there was nothing better on the planet than Stevie Wonder.
There
was a stretch of time when it was like, why are there any other musicians on this planet? Like 5 albums in a row where it's like, oh, you're a genius. Yeah. You know who does a killer cover of that? The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh.
Have you heard his cover?
I have not.
No? All right. Well, we want to close our Scary Fly Jams Friday. The Spooktacular, our 18th annual. We'll do it again next year. The 18th annual Nick D Show Spooktacular. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and thanks to the Scary Sound CD, Count Fartula, Fartenstein. And we wanted to close out with another fly jam.
How's it hanging? I'm David Pumpkins, and I'm going to scare the hell out of you. Question.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. David S. Pumpkins, everybody.
Oh. Are you crazy? Crazy for
I'm
David
crazy
S. Pumpkins?
Crazy for David S. Pumpkins. I am so in the weeds on David Pumpkins. Honey, don't let David Pumpkins ruin your night. Why did you go all in on David Pumpkins? I've watched it 5,000 times, and it's funnier every single time I watch it. Now, I've posted this on my Facebook page.
Yes.
David S. Pumpkins is unleashed upon the world the same night that the Cubs make it to the World Series.
Oh.
Coincidence? I think not. well, we got to we got a break here. Yeah, and I'll see you. Actually, you're off.
Yeah, see you Tuesday.
See you Tuesday, and happy anniversary to you and V.
Thank you.
That's really sweet. I'm glad you're happy. I'm glad someone's happy.
You got David Pumpkins.
I got David.